Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with... It's usually Carl Bott and Trish Clark on Thursdays, but it's Trish's birthday week. Her birthday was Tuesday, and we sang to her, and so Trish is on a trip, I think, with kids. So I hope you're listening, Trish, and we love you, and happy birthday more. So today, of course, is the 6th of May, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared is at the helm.
Good morning.
You know, so I maybe should start calling you Zulu, you know, especially on Tuesday when it was, you know, the 4th of May. So that's Star Trek Day, you know. May the 4th be with you.
And then yesterday was the Revenge of the 5th.
The 5th. Okay. All right, Zulu, what do we got?
It's currently 55 degrees. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 85, a low of 52. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high of 81, a low of 51. Saturday is going to be sunny with a high of 85, a low of 55, and Sunday is going to be sunny with a high of 85 and a low of 55.
Okay. Sounds like it's going to be pretty good out there. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business. Chuck was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Flew with the first of the, on the first air cav, in the first of the something. There, but it was the same squadron my cousin flew in, but my cousin had been there 6 months earlier. But Chuck knew who he was. Yeah, my cousin, Rocket Roche. Well known. It's passed now. But Chuck and Judy Kenny started this business a couple of decades ago. You know, propane is propane. So it all comes down to customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane has great customer service. If you're up there in the hills and you need propane, they're going to find a way of getting it to you. That's Shasta Gas and Propane. It's a, like I said, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, so I am here with Dr. Patty Bay, who has her own show, and that's not enough. So, no.
Good morning, Kyle.
I invited Dr. Bay on, and she brought her, can I say, significant other?
He's my husband.
Your husband, Randy?
Yeah.
Randy McGinnis.
Randy McGinnis, who is, by the way, world famous, and we're going to show you why he's world famous. I'm up for a number of reasons, not just things written in the bathrooms.
in that, too.
In Thailand and Uganda. But but he's also a world-class, award-winning Native American flautist?
Flute player.
Okay, flute player. Yeah, you know, when you say flautist, I think of...
classical flute.
Classical. No, yeah. It's not, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, we wear skins and breech clouds, not tuxes.
And, of course, he's a Native American.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And he's got, you know, one of these days, I'm going to get you in here.
Okay.
And we're going to talk on right. The show, because Randy's had a very eventful life. And I'd actually have heard of him before I met him, not because I knew him, but because we were in the same kind of business for a while back when we were younger. Anyway, Dr. Bay, Patty, I asked you to come on today, and thank you so much for coming on today. Mm-hmm. Because what in the hell is going on? You know, just as an example, when we were talking before you came in, the American birth rate has dropped dramatically. I think it's 1.6 children per woman or per mom. Mm-hmm. And that's the lowest it's been in a long time. Japan has set the record for having the lowest number of births ever in their recorded history, that, you know, since they've been recording it. Mm-hmm. And same things are, you know, they're having the same kind of problems in China. Maybe not in the sense that so many men are in China and so few women, and we can address that later. But it is... The birth rate, is this indicative of what's going on in society? Because I would have thought there'd been more during COVID. But in December.
Like a blackout in New York, yeah, when a whole lot of babies were born 10 months later.
Exactly.
You know, people are staying at home. Got little to do. And, you know, you have your mask on. So. Anyway, thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I can't really speak to any statistics or anything like that. But I can tell you that the stress that I have seen, I've been in private practice over 30 years, and the stress I have seen on families and women to work, run the home, the financial stress, it definitely takes two incomes to keep a house going.
In many families, yeah.
In many families. Yeah. And so between the financial and economic stress that people are under, I think that's one factor. I think that people are under a whole lot of stress. We hear just a lot of depression and anxiety through the roof for many people. And adding more children to the family increases that. It costs a lot to educate your children and medical issues, all those kind of things. And so people are hesitant, I think, more hesitant to have large families than they used to be. So the emotional impact is huge. And now we add the stress in the country. And I've heard a lot of people saying, I'm not sure I want to bring more kids into this crazy world right now.
Well, I can understand that. The thing, though, is this, and I haven't broken, you know, I haven't really broken this down, but the statistics should be out there. You know, what, you know, is it a... is it just one sphere of society that's having less kids?
I don't know. I do know that, look at how high the divorce rate is. Mm-hmm. It's almost like 3/4 of people who get married will get divorced.
75% of it's, people, wait a minute, 75%, I thought it was lower than 50%.
It
is
used
that
to be
changed?
Lower than 50. I think that has changed. I don't know the exact figure, mm-hmm. but it's higher than 50% now. And so people are having to share children with custody and child support and all of that, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes people more hesitant to have another child with somebody or children with different parents, mm-hmm. you know, different fathers or however you want to put that. There's more stress to that, and I think that makes people hesitate as well.
Okay. The stress we have out there, I know that you've done shows on stress that mm-hmm. is facing people. Is stress, besides COVID, you know, that's like saying, you know, besides the ocean coming in every out, in and out
exactly.
every day, you know, the tides. Are you seeing stress being magnified by things that happen at the national level, state, county, city?
Absolutely. I'm seeing horrendous stress in people. I did one of my shows, Therapy in a Nutshell, mm-hmm. called Political Derangement Syndrome.
You know what? I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take an early break because this. Once you get into this, I don't want to stop. Is
okay.
that okay?
Sure.
Hey, look, if you're looking for a great date night, go on over to the Sleep Number store. Go over and try out the beds. You know, lay on the beds. Go, oh, yeah. You know, adjust the beds. Have Steve or any of the pros down there tell you that, see, now you can adjust this. This is where your hot spots are. But look, when you adjust the bed, they go away. You know, you think I'm kidding. You know what? What's more important, really, in stress than getting a good night's sleep?
Oh, it's huge.
It's huge. You know, and getting a good night's sleep allows you to kind of handle the day better.
Stress is easier when you're rested.
When you're rested. And, you know, one of the things about sleeping is how cool is the temperature in your bedroom? 65 degrees. That seems to be the magic number because then your body isn't trying to shed heat or absorb heat. It's just the perfect temperature. And right now, since proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, save up to $1,200 on a select Sleep Number 360 smart bed with adjustable bases for a limited time only. Only at Sleep Number, and it's over in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there. You know what? You two, right after the show, just go on over there, lay on the beds, you know, and try it out. You know what? We were amazed 6 years ago when we got our bed, and then we've just upgraded to the new, a new Sleep Number with the pedestal so you can, you know, kind of raise your head so you can read and all that kind of stuff. It's just been amazing. Again, over at the Target Shopping Center, Sleep Number store. Go over and talk to them about it. 7:15 in the morning here on the 6th of May. Let me see here. You think I would have that right here, and I do. 64 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day. We'll be right back.
American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607, actively explores the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
That's me playing didgeridoo. Jared knows I love that song.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:19 in the morning, 64 degrees out there on the 6th of May. Compass Sports Cards at 1620 East Cypress Avenue is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia, featuring baseball, basketball, and football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. It's open 11 to 6 Monday through Friday. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. I'm here with Dr. Patty Bay and her husband, Randy McGinnis, who is a world-famous flute player.
That was his song from his album, The Journey.
Yeah, and he has done more than that. But that's what he's doing now in between flying his planes and all that kind of stuff.
Randy has served our country incredibly.
And, and all of these, I'm not sure, but I think a lot of this he looted from other countries, but no.
He's been in every hellhole in the world.
That's right.
Put it that way.
One of these days.
Even New York.
Even New York. It was safer for our Marines during the height of what was going on in Iraq in 06, that it was safer for them to be outside the wire patrolling every day.
Yeah.
If you look at statistics, than it was to walk down the streets of Chicago.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, I mean, think about that.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. It is sad. We're here with Dr. Patty Bay. We're talking about stress and the impact it's had on our nation and our county here in our city. But you used, you had a term, you called it political derangement.
Yes.
So take it away.
Well, I did a show, it was probably last year, I think I did it, on Therapy in a Nutshell, my Saturday radio show. And I called it political derangement syndrome. And I purposely, during the whole show, did not talk about whether I was liberal or conservative or any political affiliation, because I am seeing this across the board from all people. And I'm seeing a distress in families. Like my own family, we have an agreement that if we get together for dinner, we do not talk politics, because we have people of different political persuasions in our family. And so it's an agreement. We just don't do it. But other families have been broken up, won't talk to each other. Friends have stopped talking to each other. There's a lot of heartache and hassle and differing opinions that have gotten almost violent between friends and family and offices and all of that. So we've got the political sidedness that people are doing, and everybody is certain that they're right. Have you ever noticed that? Each person you talk to is absolutely certain that they have the e-ticket ride, that's the right one.
I think that.
And it makes everybody furious.
And you're right, it does. And we have that going on right here in our town here in River City with this recall that's going on. But going back, though, it started, of course, during the Trump years, when there was obviously a concerted effort to destroy him. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing to destroy a political person.
Based on what they're doing or not doing.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing. But when you go after the people that have supported him, mm-hmm. labeling them as racist, mm-hmm. misogynist, homophobics.
Xenophobic, too.
Xenophobic, that was the big one, too. But labeling all, there's 76 million people out there in the United States that, that voted for Trump. And so to label all of those like that, do you kind of start off in a harder to get together focus from that?
Well, you're automatically judging somebody else based on their politics or who they voted for. Let's look at it from a slightly different angle, Carl. I heard the other day that even though masks are being let go, and your CDC is saying you don't have to wear a mask outside and all that, there are people that are saying, I want to keep my mask on because I don't want to risk being seen as Republican. Yeah, I had the same thought. Do you see the look on his face? If you can't see him on radio, folks, but Carl just got that big blue-eyed look. I heard that, and friends have all said, if you see somebody driving alone in their car wearing a mask, you know they must be a liberal. And so this whole mask thing has become this judgment.
Yeah.
And that is right along with that whole political derangement syndrome.
But it goes, so if you're not wearing a mask, you've got to be a Republican. And if you are wearing a mask, you've got to be a Democrat, which is absolutely not true.
Right. It shouldn't be true.
But
in political derangement syndrome, the very loud voices, the people who have the most judgment, the most criticism, the loud voices in society are the ones at the fringes. How many people are more middle of the road? They want to do what's safe by COVID, but they don't want to wear a mask unnecessarily because it's unhealthy, it's difficult, it's hard to breathe. You know, I got pleurisy at the beginning of COVID because I inhaled Simple Green. It's been hard for me to wear a mask.
Well, you know, my grandsons, they sent me a photo of him making just an extraordinary catch at second base. He's wearing a mask, playing baseball in New Mexico. Of course, New Mexico has always been in the forefront of restricting rights there. And I've had friends who are Republicans. I would say. I don't know for sure, but I would think that, you know, yes. Anyway, been attacked by people for wearing a mask. People saying horrible things to them. You know, and it's always been women that they've had that happen, you know, that's happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not going to say it to me or they're not going to say it to Randy.
Somebody did say it to Randy. You've got to hear this. This is hysterical.
Somebody
could tell him.
Randy's a big guy, 6'4", right? So some guy comes up to him in the grocery store and he goes, "I want to know why you have a mask on." And Randy looked right at him and he said, "My wife makes me so I don't shoot anybody."
Anyway.
The guy got big eyes and walked away.
You know, that's a good reason, is so because I won't be identified if I have to shoot you.
But I thought, what gall that some guy walks up to the biggest, brutal-looking guy in the store and pushes on him about a mask.
I laughed at it.
I don't think you're brutal-looking. No. But then again, I've been raised, my society has been in.
Yeah, with go you, attack you. The big Indian guy.
Yeah. Well, and see, and here lies the problem. I think you hit it right on the head, is both sides, and again, they're the fringe elements. I truly believe the vast majority of America is down the road, want a job, want to be able to take care of my family, mm-hmm. I want to have a car, I want to, you know, live a life that I can give my kids things in this. This is what people want.
Yes.
And the last part of that is I really don't want the government on my back.
No.
I'm tired of it.
Or telling us how to live or how to teach our kids or anything else.
And, you know, and this is what they want. And, you know, those people have so much in common. As you get further and further right or left, it's less of wanting to, live a good life, take care of the family, take care of others.
Yeah.
Because that's mm-hmm. part of our creed, taking care of others. And it gets into control.
It does get into control. And I think a vast majority of Americans are more middle of the road. And we want to teach love, live in love, take care of other people, be kind, be fair. And so the fringe elements that are trying to tell us how to be based on their fringe kind of belief systems is very abhorrent to a whole lot of people, and it's creating a ton of stress. And some of the stress is, do I stay silent or do I speak up? You know, and you get in trouble. Well, and I'll give you a perfect example. I put on my Facebook the other day an upside down American flag, and
I remember that.
I put, "America is in distress. Pray for our God save our country," is what I wrote. I actually had a long-term friend whom I deeply love unfriend me and block me, saying, "I question your morals because I am concerned for our country." And it broke my heart, actually, because I love her dearly. But that's how deranged people have gotten. You can't say what you believe or think or what you want. Even something as benign as "God save our country." That was not a political statement in terms of one side or another. I'm just saying we need help.
Well, you know, yesterday was Cinco de Mayo Day.
Yes.
And so Linda loves Mexican music.
Mm-hmm.
not just mariachi, but Linda Ronstadt, who won an Emmy for her beautiful, beautiful album. I'm sure you're familiar
with it. Yes, I love that.
So we were playing that, and somebody wrote in and said, I hope they don't go after you for playing Mexican music today. And I thought about it, and, you know, I think it was kind of tongue-in-cheek from the one who wrote this. But still, when you have to give it a second thought.
Yeah.
You know, I saw pictures of the veterans' home yesterday, and they were wearing sombreros. They were celebrating Cinco de Mayo. And I thought,
how many people know what Cinco de Mayo really is?
Yeah, you know, we tried to talk about it yesterday. It's not Mexican Independence Day. It's the anniversary of the great battle where they defeated the
they kicked the French out.
Exactly. Out. And but I said, I wonder how many people are going to be, you know, they're so woke, they'd be offended by 80 and 90-year-old, you know, veterans wearing a sombrero.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we are. Now you're starting to think about, not even, you know, before, a year ago, maybe 2 years, you would have never even thought that that was something to get upset about.
Exactly.
That we're in that derangement area. When we come back, I want to talk about woke.
Okay.
Can you talk a little bit about woke?
Sure.
And then I want to, I put a post on Facebook. I've been taking a sabbatical from Facebook. But I put one
can't imagine why.
That could really help with stress, though, if you tell people get off social media.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, and get back into the real world. It was about an assault at a store downtown, and the comments I got back with that.
Here in Reading?
Right here in Reading.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know what? Community. That's what Cornerstone Bank is about. Is about helping the people in our community, about moving local dreams forward, about helping you with that, you know, maybe that refinance or get that business going, or just having a solid group of people that's going to help you with your banking. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown at 1845 California Street, and the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, 192 Hartnell Avenue. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Locally owned, locally managed, local board of directors. I would say that's community. We'll be right back. 7:32 in the morning, 64 degrees out there.
American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explores the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 9th, with seating options at 10 a.m. and 12 noon in the Wind River Event Center. Served buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Table of six for $135.
Taxes and fees apply.
Tickets must be purchased by calling 1-800-280-UWIN or at windriver.com. For the complete menu, download the Wind River app or log on to windriver.com.
All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support. As together, we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled, educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Trish is out today. She's usually here with me. Trish's birthday. This is birthday week for Trish Clark, and she's out kicking her heels up someplace, and I know she's having a great time. It's 7:37 in the morning, 65 degrees out here, out there on the 6th of May. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, super selection of jewelry, very fair prices. And if you want to design your own jewelry, they're there to help you, and then they'll build it for you, so you'll have a one-of-a-kind piece. That's all at Four Winds Jewelry. Like I said, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Dr. Patty Bay, famous author and talk show host and local resident, and her husband, Randy McGinnis, a famous, world-famous flute player, Native American flute player. Eight or nine DVDs, or CDs.
Yeah.
CDs out there.
Won a bunch of Native American awards.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Robert, thanks for waiting.
Hey, thanks for your show today. I'm a fairly new listener, and I've been tuning on for about the past, I don't know, week and a half or so to your station as opposed to the other local news station. So thanks. It's good.
Well, thank you very much.
On your subject this morning, I really wish that more news outlets would subscribe to your idea of thought, especially what your author there, your female author, I'm sorry, I forget her name.
Dr. Patty Bay.
Patty is,
hi, Robert,
is preaching. Hi. I recently was working in a man's house down in Red Bluff, and it was on whatever that was, December 6th, when the riots happened on Washington, on the Capitol. And I could tell he was a Democrat. I'd been working in his house for a couple of days, and he had CNN on nonstop. And that morning, when it was being reported, and they called the rioters domestic terrorists, I just kind of hung my head and I said that I didn't speak politics with the man at all. I liked him. He was a pleasant man. He was a veteran. He was a good, I could tell he was a very nice man. And he said, I can tell that we're on different sides. And I looked at him. I said, it doesn't matter what side you're on. You can't call this domestic terrorism and all the riots that have been happening as a result of BLM and other stuff peaceful protests. You just have to be consistent. You just have to call it. You can call them both domestic terrorism if you want to, but you can't call one and one the other. I said, party politics is one of those things that we have to have in Washington and in the capital cities of states in order to get things done. But it's not for the electorate. It's not for us. We have to share stores. We have to share parks. We have to be neighbors. Party politics isn't for us in our neighborhoods. We do have to debate ideas in order to get to the best society, but we can't be Democrats and Republicans when we're in the park. We have to be Americans. So, anyway, that's my input. Thanks again for the show.
Hey, by the way, Dr. Patty Bay's show is on our station on Saturday, every Saturday morning from 11 to 12, and she's just got all types of good information.
Yeah, it's called Therapy in a Nutshell, and I've had that name since 1998.
I had a friend, I put this on Facebook, and you put a comment on it, and it was pretty
much
what you're
saying.
And I want
to address Robert's comment, too. So
I'm sorry?
I want to address Robert's comment, too.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, go on.
Then we'll, because what Carl once talked about is important. Robert, I think your reasonable, kind attitude is what we need more of in this country.
Absolutely.
Where everybody says, it doesn't matter who's Republican, who's Democrat, let's all act with consideration and kindness, and let's be consistent. One of the things that has been so upsetting to me through all of this is the hypocrisy. I say that word so often. It is hypocrisy to call the January 6th D.C. thing domestic terrorism, but not call the BLM burning and looting and rioting domestic terrorism. It's hypocrisy to say that Trump incited the riot on January 6th, but not say that Maxine Waters telling people to go after others and kill them in restaurants or, harass
confront them
and harass them in restaurants is not as a bad thing too. And so you speaking to the fairness, the kindness and loving others and not being hypocritical is so important. It's what we need more of. So I just want to commend you for your, what you said. It was beautiful.
Yeah, you sound kind of pretty laid back, Robert. So that's cool. Hey, yesterday I put something on Facebook or May 4th, I should say. Talking about a friend of mine who was at a local grocery store, been waiting in line for 45 minutes, okay, 45 minutes. And he finally gets up to the front, and they open a new cashier's line. So everybody's in the same line because there just had been just one cashier. So when a second one opens up, of course, the next person in line goes to there, and then, you use the two. Some large fellow cut in line right in front of my friend, who is, by the way, is really laid back, too. And just cut in line. And my friend said, you just cut in, man. This is the line. It goes all the way down those, aisles here. That's the line. You can't cut in. And the guy said, blah, blah, blah. And my friend said, you just can't cut in. It's just, you just can't walk up. Well, then the guy starts cursing at him. And he was carrying one of those, stroller things, the tripod stroller things. No baby was in it. And he swung the stroller, which is,
that's pretty hefty.
That's pretty hefty right there. Swung it at him, and he missed my friend the first time, but he got him the second time. So my friend knocked him down and out.
Yeah.
And, security came over. My friend checked out his groceries, stayed there a little bit longer, see if anything was going to happen, and then he left. So I put that on there, and my comment was, we lost the civility to treat people fairly. What is it that people now feel they have the right to push in and take advantage? 80 comments on it, and I would say that 95% were saying, hey, he stood up for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Other people in here said that, people aren't allowed to stand up for themselves anymore. It's not allowed. When you get, if you defend yourself, you're wrong, those kind of things, rudeness, this one lady said that article about rudeness is rampant on airplanes, mm-hmm. with passengers refusing to wear masks, intimidating other passengers, and physically assaulting flight attendants. I don't, in one person, I just don't think it's a daze. You know, he saw things in the 70s, but that was more of that was a little bit different. It seems that our society has been watching the examples on media violence left unchecked and assume that violence is the answer to everything. But it wasn't violent. It didn't start out violent. It started out with somebody believing that he could just walk into line and just cut in.
It's called a sense of entitlement. And one of the things that's happened in our country of late is that people feel entitled to say rude things, to speak their mind, to call you a name like a racist or something like that. People feel entitled. And I'm better than you, or I'm important, or I have a special need, and I can cut in line. So the sense of entitlement has become huge. And it's creating a lot of stress for people and a lot of altercations.
Well, is this the type of thing where you should turn the other cheek and just go, okay? Or should you, I mean, in your thought pattern, should you stand up for yourself?
I was glad your friend stood up for himself. I was one of the people that commented on your post. And I was.
But it was about the stressing. But yeah, you're right.
I commented on the stress of it, but because that's usually my bent as a psychologist. But I think we need to stand up. And I don't want this to sound trite, but we need to stand up with kindness and with love and with caring. And that's happening so seldom these days. People are getting just angry and self-entitled, and they have the right answer. And if they consider themselves a certain bent of how this should be in our country, they spout it out. And we need to have compassion, but we also need to say enough.
Well, as somebody just said, not surprised, a sense of entitlement is run amok.
It has.
Okay. We need to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, Quick and Clean Car Wash has been around 100 years.
I
just found that out the other day.
They do a good job.
Oh, yeah. Spring on over to Savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free at Quick and Clean. And I take my truck there, and they do just a great job.
People, I have a Quick and Clean card in my wallet right now where I love getting my punch so that I eventually get my free wash.
There you go.
I love that place.
I think it's like every 10 you get a free one.
Yeah,
it's a great place. We'll be right back, 7:47 in the morning here on the 6th of May.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Posada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You're listening to Randy McGinnis, and from one of his CDs. And which one is this, Randy?
This is from The Journey, isn't it?
Freedom's Hope.
Yeah, Freedom's Hope. Okay. Thanks, Jared. Yeah.
Freedom's Hope.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it now. Okay.
If you would like to have a CD of Randy's music, give us a call at 605-4567. Talk to Jared. And take your name down, and you can pick them up after Saturday because they're going to bring some down. But if you'd like to have this, I think I've got all of them.
Well, good.
I think I bought them all at an auction one time. You know, I bought them all. And it's just, I tell you what, you know, when things get tight, if you just, you know, you sit there and play that, you just kind of like, oh, yeah.
My mom listened to Smoky Mountain Dreams, which is Randy with a classical cellist in the Knoxville Symphony, and she went to sleep to it every night, never made it past the middle of the CD.
Well, we just have to call in 605-4567, Curious Character, and you can get one of these. And also, yeah, he is local.
And yes, we're giving that away for free.
For
just
free.
Just don't listen to it and drive your car.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll go to sleep. Okay, hey, Richard, good morning.
Good morning. How's my volume this morning?
Your volume is perfect.
One comment, and then a couple of questions, hopefully, for the doc. This comment's not mine. It's not my credit. Did you notice on the recall how if the Democratic Socialist Progressives who are defending our Republican board members up for recall? Very interesting food for thought. And then I have some questions. So the doc a minute ago said something about we need to stand up for, I don't know, fairness, respect, something to that effect. Basically, let's kind of be nice to each other. You know what? We that are trying to fight our government locally, we've been doing that way too long, being fair, being nice, being polite. And that's why we're at the place we're at, because the bad people have taken over in the last 20 years, our local government at all levels. They've taken it over. And with this COVID, all the restrictions, we were nice then too. Okay, yeah, we'll sit down for a while. We'll be polite. We'll be respectful of other people. But once all the fraud was exposed, no time to fight. When is it time, is my question for the doctor, when is it time to stand up for principles and morals and ethics and constitutional values? Thank you so much for letting me call in. Have a good day.
No problem, Richard.
Hey, Richard, I absolutely hear your frustration. I think a lot of people are feeling that. And I think it is always the right time to stand up for our rights. It's not about should we stand up for our rights. It's how do we do it. And we have to do it with thoughtfulness, with proper procedure. We need to not put others in danger, but we need to not roll over and be taken advantage of either. So, yes, we stand up for our rights. Yes, we need to do it with thoughtfulness and purpose, and we hopefully need to not be inappropriate in how we do it.
You know, the thing about it is Richard's right, you know, in the sense of we have to stand up for our rights.
Yes.
Because if not, they will just erode as they have over the last, since they've written the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
They've been eroded. If you showed people what was going on in California with the Second Amendment from 100 years ago, they would just, they'd totally be shocked. And even 50 years ago, be totally shocked.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta draw the line at violence. And I do.
Yes.
I've been in violent places. And the fact is that once it starts, it doesn't stop. It just escalates.
There's a psychological phenomenon that in my head I call breaking the ice. When you break the ice for violence, whether it's domestic violence within a family or physical violence in a grocery store line, if the ice is broken to take you into the next level of violence, then what happens is it keeps going. And so we have to be careful and thoughtful on whether we want to break that ice toward physical violence and toward war, basically, is what we're talking about.
Well, I've heard people say, oh, we're, you know, armed insurrection and all that. I frankly don't believe that's going to... I know enough people around here on both sides. And that's the furthest thing from their minds. But, you know, once it happens...
The ice is broken.
Mm-hmm. You can't get that, you know, it's, you know, you can't get that horse back in the gate.
Well, and what I tell couples all the time in couples therapy is you've got to be careful being willing to break that ice. Because once you do, going back over is not easy. So we all as a society need to be very thoughtful and very cognizant of what ice we're going to break toward violence. Just like in a marriage, be very careful about what covenants you're willing to break.
What, you know, a word is like a bullet going downrange.
Mm-hmm.
That once that word's out, you can't recall that word.
No.
Even if you didn't mean it, even if it was in the heat of an argument, once that word goes out or that phrase or whatever it is, it doesn't come back in. So, you know, and that's part of breaking the ice, I think.
Well, and what I try to teach people all the time is rather than just spout off your opinion and call people names and say judgmental things, say what you actually feel. Say your truth. Like, you cutting in line is really rude and makes me angry, as opposed to calling a person a name. And not that your friend did call a person a name.
No, I don't think he did.
But no, he didn't. But I'm talking about when there is an altercation, speak your truth. This is unacceptable. This is unnecessary. This feels like you are acting like you're entitled to do that. That's your truth, as opposed to calling the person some kind of name that you think sums up their behavior.
Okay.
Speak your truth.
Hey, Ron, we've got like a minute. Is that enough?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
You know, you talk about we're losing our rights. The people that are guarding our rights, the law enforcement, I tried to get them to explain the Article 1, Section 1 of the California Constitution, which says acquiring, possessing, and protecting your property. And if you catch a bandit in your place, unless he's coming at you or it's for life and death, you can't protect yourself or your property, whether they're in your house, whether they're in your shop, your business, or just breaking the windows in your vehicle. And I tried to get the district attorney to explain Article 1, Section 1 the other day on your station, and I don't think she wants to talk to me, and so now I'm waiting to see when you're going to get the sheriff on.
Sheriff will be on not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after that.
Okay, because I'd like to have him explain it, because he's the one that's going to be the arresting, or his group will be the arresting officer. And this is what a lot of people are talking about. We do not have the right to protect our property. And Article 1, Section 1 says we do have that right. So
you're
I'd
talking
like
about stand
explained.
Your ground.
Well, you know what? It's there's what you're saying, Ron. Thanks, Ron. We got to run. We will cover that Wednesday. We can even talk about it tomorrow. You can stand your ground.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that says you have to leave, you know, leave in your house. And when people take things from you, it all comes down to is your life in danger before you use that weapon, use that firearm. Okay, last thoughts.
I want people to recognize that we are America. We are a loving, kind country, and we need to not forget that. We people generally in this country are more moderate, and they love each other, and they want the best for other people. And I think our country is generally not racist. I think we have worked long and hard to not see color.
I don't think this is a racist country.
No, neither do I.
When Tim Scott said it, but then Harris chimed in right behind him, and then Biden.
Yeah.
This is not a racist country.
No, we're not
bad. We have problems. Yeah, we're not bad people.
You know what? Life is muddy, and life is difficult. And whether it's your relationship, your marriage, your family, your country, life is muddy.
Dr. Patty Bay, her show is on Saturday mornings from 11 to noon.
Mm-hmm.
She has books out there that will help you get through all of this. And while you're reading them, listen to Randy McGinnis CDs. And like we said, if you want one of those CDs, give us a call at 605-4567. They'll be here Saturday. You can pick them up Monday. We'll be right back after the news with Barry Tippin, Reading City Manager.
Thanks.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Was down 92,000 from the week before. California Republican gubernatorial candidate Caitlyn Jenner has come out in support of one of former President Trump's signature policies, the border wall.
I would secure the wall. We can't have a state, we can't have a country without a secure wall.
Jenner on Fox News' Hannity program. The Biden administration endorsing a proposal to waive intellectual property rights protection for COVID-19 vaccines. It's a move that's opposed by drug manufacturers who argue that it would hinder innovation.
A large number of developing nations, led by South Africa and India, have been pressing in the World Trade Organization for a temporary waiver of rules that protect patents for products used to tackle COVID. The EU's top official has responded to the US shift by saying the bloc is willing to discuss the idea. Decision-making in the WTO is done by consensus, so these latest developments do not guarantee that the proposed waiver will be approved.
And that's the BBC's Andrew Walker. A so-called heartbeat bill has advanced in Texas, the State House of Representatives giving the measure preliminary approval. It outlaws abortion once an unborn baby's heartbeat is detected, generally around 6 weeks. The legislation also clearing the way for lawsuits against doctors who perform abortions in defiance of that law. Pushing his $2.3 trillion spending plan, President Biden travels to Louisiana today. The administration has called it an infrastructure plan. Republicans, though, say in reality only a tiny part of the spending would actually go for traditional infrastructure projects. The Dow up 47 points, and NASDAQ is down 82. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Secretary of State Blinken has met with Ukraine's president in Kiev, telling him that he's there to reaffirm strongly Washington's commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and its independence.
We spent some time talking about the threat that Russia continues to pose to Ukraine. We've been watching this very, very closely and very, very carefully. And, of course, Ukraine was tested again just weeks ago, this spring, as Russia pushed more forces to Ukraine's border than at any time since 2014. And I can tell you, Mr. President, that we stand strongly with you.
Russia, which claims that its soldiers are not actually on the ground in eastern Ukraine, recently conducted huge military exercises near the border with Ukraine. Prominent Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong sentenced to still more jail time. News and analysis, townhall.com. The firing of a former Atlanta police officer charged with murder and the shooting death of Rayshard Brooks last year has been reversed.
Garrett Rolfe filed an appeal, and the Atlanta Civil Service Board ruled he was not afforded his right to due process. L. Chris Stewart is the lawyer representing Brooks's family.
We find it mind-boggling that our elected officials and the former chief weren't aware of the proper procedure to fire an officer.
Officers found Brooks had fallen asleep in his car in the drive-through lane of a fast food restaurant. There was a struggle. Brooks grabbed a taser from one of the officers and fled. An autopsy found he was shot twice in the back.
Was that done to temporarily pacify the protesters and the people around the world that were upset?
Rolfe's lawyers say their client acted appropriately. I'm Ed Donahue.
And watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 28 points, the NASDAQ down 98. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And depending on which side you're on, we are the Switzerland of the airwaves, not taking sides there. We are the insurrectionist radio group. I guess that depends on which way you look at it. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 6th of May, 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And Jared, or as I call him, Zua, since this is Star Trek week, is at the controls.
I think it was Star Wars, but close
oh,
enough.
That's right, Star Wars. Okay, they stole it from Star Trek. Okay, Star Wars.
All right, it's currently 65 degrees. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 85, a low of 52. Friday is going to be sunny with a high of 81, a low of 51. Saturday, sunny with a high of 85 and a low of 55, and Sunday will be the same.
It's going to be a beautiful week. Not way too hot and all this. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, won awards for hiring veterans. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And, by the way, we gave away four of the six CDs from Randy McGinnis, and who is an award-winning Native American, as he says, flute player. And we're going to have Randy on again, just me and him talking, or he and I, because Randy is a Native American and came from the reservations off and became very successful in life and has made Redding his home. Part of the reason, I'm sure, is Dr. Patty Bay, because she lives here. So, but he's had a very interesting life. I think you'll find that of interest. But somebody else of great interest is with me today, Redding City Manager Barry Tippin.
I think that's a little bit overblown, but thank you, Carl.
No, you are of great interest. let me say this. There are certain politicians that don't want to come on because they don't like, not that Barry's a politician, but people in the government that don't like to be asked questions, or people are, and this is what I heard, mean to them. And I'm sitting there thinking, you're an elected official, and you ought to be able to handle some of those things, I would think. There's other ones that come in here and that stuff rolls around. Don't start a fight with Aaron Reznor. Aaron will burn bridges. Not burn bridges. That's not the right word. She doesn't burn bridges, but she will, she will defend her point of view. Let me put it that way.
She takes no guff off anybody.
That's right. I guess that's the best way of putting it. Barry, you know, there seems like so many things going on. Can you give us kind of a synopsis of what you see is happening in our city? I mean, everything comes through your office. And what do you see happening here in the different aspects of growth in the city, problems that we're facing because of the growth, because there is problems with growth, things that you have as an idea that we need to do?
Yeah, there obviously is problems with growth, you know, traffic congestion or, you know, new developments where they weren't proposed before, which makes the neighboring area concerned. But mostly, I think, for the city of Reading, that growth equals opportunity. And what I mean by that is that if there's growth occurring, that means there's people who feel that this community should be invested in. And when people invest in our community, that means jobs. Jobs means, you know, better livelihood, better opportunities for the community. And as far as city services, it means generally increased revenues, which provides us an opportunity to better serve the community. And so while growth does have challenges, it's you know, if it continues the way it does, and I'm forecasting just with no evidence whatsoever that it's going to continue for a while. And
I think it's
basically a gut feel. Been doing this for a little while, and you know, I just was talking to one of our planners the other day, and you know, came to a hypothetical, which is that, you know, we see a lot of commercial development happening right now.
Yeah.
Right. Well, typically commercial follows residential construction. I mean, that makes sense, right? As more residents move into an area,
yeah, more businesses
drives commercial.
Open up. Right.
And we saw tremendous growth in the housing market in the aughts, right? 2002 to 2008, and then a collapse of the economy. So one could argue that what you're seeing right now is actually leftover commercial development from that growth that we saw in the 2004-2008 period. And once this commercial boom that we're having sort of dies down, what we're going to see is the continued growth of housing. I think everybody recognizes that our housing market is crazy. The demand is crazy. And what we're seeing is big developers, out-of-town developers, who are starting to sniff around again. You know, we had D.R. Horton was in town before. They're starting to look again, looking at buying subdivisions that already exist. And once that happens, then people start developing new subdivisions. And then you start getting this cycle happening where you get residential development. Following residential development will be more commercial opportunities, more jobs, you know. And so that cycle that provides those opportunities looks like it may continue. Now, I say it's based on no evidence. Quite frankly, I don't think economists usually have much evidence. It's all hypotheticals. That's my hypothetical.
Well, I kind of look at it like I used to love asking Tony Giovanella, and then how's Stillwater doing? They're still broke. And for years, he would just almost put his head down. Look what's happening out at Stillwater.
Yeah, and we're almost half the lots are sold or in escrow. And, you know, there's some opportunities. We have a company everybody knows about, Panattoni. Everybody knows about, but that's a huge, huge development company out of Sacramento. But they have far reaching, connections within Fortune 500 companies and expansion. And they are in escrow for well over 100 acres, and you know, we expect by September they have to either close or extend or walk away. And they are asking lots of questions and putting in bids, and we're very hopeful that they're going
to
close.
Now, from what I understand, Panattoni reaches out to these Fortune 500 companies and all throughout the world, really. And what they'll do is they will build to suit. Is that correct? And then they lease it back?
Or? Yeah, they do. They do all of the above. One of their business models is that they actually will own and lease, but they build a suit and then lease back to these large companies who don't want to have the infrastructure ownership.
Right.
And so they do that. They also will build and sell. So they have a lot of different opportunities and a lot of different business models. But the fact that they're interested in our market and the fact that they have, you know, done real investment with their brokerage and advertising and everything else, let you know that they think that there's something here as well.
Well, the fact that the downtown's grown like it is, now, from what I understand, the cost of materials is just skyrocketing. I mean, sheets of plywood are ridiculous. It's almost as bad as trying to find ammo out there. Slow us down, or do you think, you know, we're just going to have to add it into the cost?
Yeah, I think it's going to slow things down a little bit. I mean, we're seeing some people, for instance, I've heard that there's some individuals who have said, you know, they're just not going to rebuild their house that burnt down a car fire because the cost is excessive. So they're taking their insurance money. They're going to sell their lot. You're not seeing a lot of vacant lots, for instance,
mm-hmm.
Being purchased and houses built on those. And I think that's partly because that individual can't leverage the commodity, right? Like a big developer who can, you know, buy at bulk and reduce some of those prices. Mm-hmm. You know, an owner.
And spread it out over the cost of the whole development.
Yeah, an owner builder can't do that. And so I think we're seeing some impacts in that regard. But when we're down to, last time I checked, something like 300 houses on the market.
In Shasta County.
Yeah. We're supposed to have 2,300 to be reasonably healthy.
Yeah. And that's parts of Tehama, too.
Yeah.
And like 130 or less, probably it's less now.
Yeah, so that demand will stay up. And I think the thing that I worry more about is, you know, whether or not that's sort of an artificial bubble that's going to have longer term effects. And I'm not sure if that's going to be the case or not. But if it's not, you know, if it's sort of a general inflationary impact, but then it dips just a little bit, think of the 90s.
Yeah.
Then we won't have a big deal. I mean, my wife and I bought a house in off Shasta View for about $140,000 in '91, and we sold it in '99 for about $140,000 after I put $10,000 into it. But then I built and bought in the same market, so it was fine.
But if you were selling it today,
if I would have stayed in that house, I might not have been as happy. But you know, I'd make a lot of money on it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We have House Realty. The Milton's come in here once a month, and we talk about real estate. And that's the thing, is it's just crazy right now. And the fact is, though, if you did sell and you want to stay in Reading, where are you going to go? You know,
right.
All the money you made is just going to go right back and more into something you want to live in. Okay. We're here with Barry Tippin, City of Reading's city manager. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to us by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell sent me an email and said, hey, we have something for you. And Linda went over to pick it up. And what it was Shannon, one of the people that work in Judy's office, is an artist. And she draws pictures of animals. And she did a picture of Snooki. And she drew it. And she captured our dog, who had passed away, you know, a couple months ago, captured it perfectly. And Linda, you know, said, she called me. She's up crying like a baby. And, you know, this is the kind of person Judy Maxwell and her people are. And when you talk about dealing with something as intimate as life insurance and protection for your home or your financial investments, you want to have somebody, you know, frankly, that you like, that likes you and is going to take care of you. And I can't say enough about Judy Maxwell and her company, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call, 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back, 8:17 in the morning, 65 degrees out there on today, the 6th of May.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers@windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Live American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explores the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:21 in the morning here on Thursday, the 6th of May, 65 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 46 different locations. Everything from your basic CCW to advanced training, rifle, shotgun, home defense, or if you just want to learn how to shoot. All of this comes under Northern Firearms Instruction, both group classes and private classes. Learn more at usgunpro.com or call them at 999-1822. And if ammo, you don't have ammo to get your CCW, the Northern Firearms Instruction has ammo that they will sell you for the class. And at what they buy it for, and the so you can get your CCW, and after that it's up to you to find the ammo. We're here with Redding City Manager Barry Tippin, and before I start back with questions here, we've given away all the albums. Stop Calling, Randy McGinnis, world class Native American flute player, and his, I tell you what, his CDs are wonderful. And if you heard them, you know, this morning and you want one and you didn't get a free one, you can go to Randy McGinnis. I think it's randymcginnis.com and order from there. Like I said, we're here with Redding's city manager, Barry Tippin. Good morning.
Morning.
He gave us kind of a synopsis of what he thinks is going on around here. The city made two big steps, I think, in keeping people safe in our city. And one was the neighborhood police unit, but another one that I think will pay huge dividends is, and forgive me for not knowing the acronym for this, but it's essentially you're putting a mental health professional in with police. It's a special unit that will go when it's obviously a mentally disturbed person that's in trouble.
Yeah, and that, and county deserves a lot of credit on that one. We call it CERT program.
CERT.
Yeah, it's a crisis intervention team, response team, and it's going to be partnered with Hill Country and their mobile mental health units. And the theory is just as you say, it's you have a couple of officers who will be more intensely trained on, those, types of situations that they often are called to. They will be in more plain clothes. They won't have, you know, the typical belts and all the stuff on them. I mean, they'll be armed. There are law enforcement officers, but they'll be much more subdued.
Yeah.
And they'll be partnered with mental health professionals. The idea would be to ultimately some of these calls, based on what we learn, we won't even respond to. It'll just be mobile mental health that gets to respond. But the county, so we're initially funding this through two sources. One is a grant that we received from State of California that we applied for, and the police chief had been talking to me about this, and so I asked whether or not we could use some of that money for this sort of program, and the answer was yes. So we asked the council agreed, and then the county matched that in terms of our officers' pay and benefits. So we're paying for $50,000 of that, plus we're providing the equipment and the, you know, SUV and that sort of thing. And the county's, through agreement, is matching that cost and paying actually a little more for pay and benefits. Then through another grant, we received some additional funding that we planned on having a new position, so two of them. In the Reading Police Department.
Well, this is huge. People are talking, you know, police are, you know, have a very difficult job. And we know that mental health or people with mental health problems plays a large percentage in who they arrest. They're either they're off their meds or they're over-medicating themselves on other things. And that having, and this kind of this idea has been, you know, been kicked around for years. And Bill Shuler really started pushing on this. And I'm really glad to hear that the county's bought into it, you all bought into it, because we'll see how this works. And no, they're not sending a social worker out to some guy that's 6'5 and he's armed with a lead pipe. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about being able to de-escalate things.
Absolutely. And the opportunity for law enforcement to be there, but in a different capacity, I think is huge. They're not rolling up in a marked car, you know, and automatically when somebody, a law enforcement officer jumps out of a marked car with her badge on, you know, that provides a certain message.
It does.
You know, that's enforcement. Whereas one of these officers will pull up, it'll provide a different messaging to that individual and hopefully will automatically begin to de-escalate the situation.
However, if it doesn't de-escalate, we've got trained people there.
They're still law enforcement, sworn officers, and they know what to do.
They know what to do. Well, I really think this is a great program. And that leads us to, you know, the programs we're talking about. I saw something about building little homes for homeless.
Yeah, they're not little homes. What we're looking at.
Tiny homes.
Yeah. So let me just tell you how we got here. Yeah. In my opinion.
Wait a minute. Before you start, yes. I've only got like 3 minutes, and this is going to take longer.
Okay.
So let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Powerhouse Solar.
Good teaser.
Yeah, elite dealer for SunPower. Solar energy makes financial sense. You can get up to 26% federal tax credits for this. The SunPower of SunVault battery and solar with financing. So you can get it, put it in your house, and you'll be, if, you know, I've got to say, REU is really good about keeping the lights on, but if you live outside REU, it's a crap toss. You know, you don't know if you're going to have power from day to day. Give them a call at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. No, I wasn't trying to frighten people, but we just know what happens during the summer around here. PG&E, you know, turning power off because they are definitely afraid of causing another fire, as they've been found culpable for many times. That's Powerhouse Solar. We'll be right back with Barry Timpen.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Live American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explores the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled, educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me oh my oh. Me gotta go pull the P-Row down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's the KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:33 in the morning, 64 degrees out there on the 6th of May. Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and their heart care unit there. They are doing the TAVR valve replacement, which means instead of having to have your chest cracked open for a valve replacement, they bring it into an artery. You are up that day, and you go home the next day. And when you couple that with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system They are here. Shasta Regional Medical Center has made huge strides into taking care of their patients, making sure that there's less intrusive surgery, that they get up quicker, there's less chance for infections. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Barry Tippett, Reading City Manager. I've just got to say this, is that every time I've ever called our city manager to come on the show, he has done that. And I know you had to shift things around. And he comes on the show, and he's, if you have a question for our city managers, you know, it's 605-4567. We talked about the newest, advances for our police when we're talking about with the neighborhood police unit, which is for the downtown area. We already have another one. Let's shift over to the water, to the river, to the riverfront.
Oh, we're going to talk about little shelters.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you're right. It was 3 minutes, and
if
I completely
forgot.
You throw
a teaser out there, you can't finish.
That's
up.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Barry? Thanks for keeping. That's why you're the city manager.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I'll be quick though.
But I read that. I had some. You know, I did have questions, and so the city of Reading is looking at providing shelter for homeless.
Well, let's start. That may happen, but let's not start there. That's not
okay.
Really what we're doing.
Okay.
Really, this came about because we've been listening to the community. The community wants better accountability, right? They don't want the illegal camping. They don't want the illegal activity that's happening. And so, you know, we definitely respond. We do the best we can with the resources we have, but everybody knows that there's accountability, and then we arrest and we put them in jail, and they get out the same day because the jail's too crowded. It's even worse during COVID because, you know, people who right. should be in prisons are not, and you've had, you know, programs on that.
Oh, yeah.
So, but even under the best of situations, we're not going to be able to get to where we would like to be because of the limitations and the changes in state laws. But there's things today that do not result in incarceration in any way, shape, or form, even if on a misdemeanor basis. You know, if people are possessing illegal narcotics, it's a citation. You can't even arrest them and take them in.
You can
right?
have a pocket full of heroin.
Yeah, so yeah. So that's not going to change things. And so, but we have tried, you know, through the tax basis and saying, hey, if we want to do this, we want a bigger jails, we want a bigger police force, we want to be able to have better accountability, better mental health services, et cetera, we need more revenue. And the community has said no, which is fine. That's the community's option, right? And so we have to start looking at, okay, we can either just say, well, whatever, and we'll just deal with what we deal with, or let's try to find other opportunities. Well, the opportunities that are out there right now are in the area of providing some fashion of shelters. And there's money for that. There's grants that you can get. The state and the federal government are providing money. So we can either say, well, we don't want any of that money and just stay pat, or we can continue to try to find opportunities. What we're talking about is what started out with the term micro shelter. I don't call it that, but I'm going to use that for ease of terminology, where it's these little, say, 10 by 10 units that are clustered in an area, and they have a locked door, and they have an opportunity for people who are ready to be out of homelessness, but they struggle on a day-to-day basis because they have all their belongings. They can't actually go to appointments. They can't go to job interviews. They can't do these things because of the possessions they have and the inability to actually make all that happen. This would provide a locked little space on a location that has services available, wraparound services available, you know, case managers, all that sort of thing, and availability to get showered, to be able to begin that process to change their life and to get into permanent housing. The idea is that within a 10-month period of time, they should be able to either transition out or they're not going to make it, and so we would move on. The city would not operate these, but the city has to actually allow this through ordinances. And the building code has changed over the past year and a half or so, whereby if a city council is to declare a shelter crisis, you can actually access what's called Appendix O of the California Building Code, and it allows us to have a lower structural standard and a lower building code standard to allow these shelters on these sites. And so what we're moving down the path of is looking at an ordinance that would allow organizations to apply for and get approved by the city council the ability to build these little maybe 6 cabins up to 15 cabins in various locations across the city under strict criteria on how they operate.
Well, let's talk about that. Do you envision that these would be locked at night? And I mean, that's their security?
Yes.
Or
they have to have a security plan.
Or visitors are coming in and
no,
out.
No, it's a security plan. They have to, the whole security plan will be approved by the council. You know, they will be able to have some opportunity to move in and out because,
of course,
you know, somebody who's working, a working poor, there are those people who are homeless who are working and they get off work at 2 a.m. They need to be able to come into their shelter.
Oh, no,
shelter.
No. Yeah. But if
they're not visitors, no.
If you're a resident, you have a little ID card and
whatever
security knows them and whatever it is. Who's going to be legally responsible? Now, when I say this, somebody gets assaulted in here, in one of these cabins or on the grounds there. Who is legally responsible for that?
Well, I'm not an attorney, so I can't really say that from a legal perspective, but we will be licensing operators to run these facilities. And so they are responsible for the operations of their facility and making sure that the behavior is, you know, up to standard, that there's no blatant drug use, drug possession, drug sales. You know, all those things can cause eviction from these sites, and it's the operator themselves that are responsible for the site.
So do the people have to worry if they've got, like, an open area in around them, a little green belt behind them, that all of a sudden there's going to be six cabins or up to 15 cabins?
Our requirement is that they have to be has to be a paved site. It has to have, you know, some potable water. It has to have, you know, power. You know, these are more for developed sites, not out in green belts. This is not going to be tents, camps, that sort of thing. This would be in areas that are shielded from the surrounding area for visual, you know, protection. And they're not going to be something that you traditionally think about to be organized. They're not going to be haphazard tents scattered around like you might see.
I understand that part. Yeah. I understand that you're putting housing. It's going to be a lot smaller. There's going to be facilities there. There's going to be people running it. And it's got to be in a developed area. But you said something. It's got to be kind of like screened.
Yeah.
What kind of area in the city?
Well, they can put up their own screening. Right, they can put up their own screening. So,
Yeah,
so we want to make sure that the neighborhood is protected. Each and every one of these would be separately approved by the council. These aren't something that, you know, is just approved by a director level. Each and every one of them has to go through a process by where we notify the public of the area. Everybody will have their say, and the council will be able to make the final determination as to whether or not it's an appropriate location or not.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Barry. Home Skillet, what's shaking, buddy?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, listen, you mentioned that the public wasn't in favor of a jail and we'd turned it down with the tax measures, and that's absolutely false, Barry. There was nothing in Measure A that said it was going to build a jail, and I'd be happy to bring my copy of that measure in and argue the point with you.
Yeah, we're not arguing, Nick. What I said is that the public wasn't supportive of the tax.
No, you said they weren't supportive of jail and more officers and more services.
Well, either I misspoke or you misheard. Either way, I will correct myself. The public voted down the sales tax three times, and that's fine. That is the public's right.
And it didn't include a jail.
Okay, but what's your next point?
I want to know about the hierarchy of the city council and the supervisors. It's my understanding that the city council hires the lawyer and you, the manager, and that you, in fact, do all the hiring and firing for the city.
That's generally correct, yes.
So if somebody's got a complaint about an employee, they're better off going to you for satisfaction.
Yeah, or if it's a lower-level individual to their supervisor. But, yeah, I can always be contacted if there's an issue with an employee.
And then if they're not satisfied with your response, they could go to the city council.
Yeah, if the city council is unsatisfied with me, they fire me.
Well, no, maybe they're just unsatisfied with the way you handle the situation.
Correct. But either way, I mean, if I you know, think I did the right thing and ultimately we have a disagreement with the council can ask me to leave and they can hire a new city manager that operates right.
I wasn't getting rid of you.
No, I'm not suggesting. I'm just telling you how it works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way I wanted to understand. I see a lot of people going to supervisors' meetings complaining about employees, and actually they should be going to somebody else.
Yeah, although I'm not an expert on the county, but there are some county director positions that are appointed by the Board of Supervisors. I couldn't tell you exactly which ones. So their system is a bit different than the city council's city manager form of government.
So there's not one cookie-cutter-fits-all for each individual municipality.
Yeah, that's correct. And even in other cities where they have a charter, you know, their charter can actually have some different rules in regards to that. What we have is the standard general city government, which has the council manager form of government.
Okay, so we're clear. Measure A did not include building a jail.
10-4.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Nick. You know, we got to take a break here, but one of the things Nick has proposed is a simple tax that says we're going to build a jail, put enough money into it to build it for 600, 700 people, and pay for the jail. And he thinks that that one would pass. But after three of them, it's going to be a while before it comes up again.
Yeah, I mean, at the city level anyway, we're not discussing tax initiatives. The only one we did talk a little bit, if anybody was watching Tuesday night, about tax initiatives associated with broadband internet. But we're not moving down that path anywhere.
Okay. We're here with Reading City Manager Barry Tippin. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold, my barbershop of choice. We'll be right back, 8:45 in the morning, 65 degrees out there, going to be a beautiful day.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 9th, with seating options at 10 a.m. and 12 noon in the Wind River Event Center. Their buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Table of six for $135.
Taxes and fees apply.
Tickets must be purchased by calling 1-800-280-UWIN or at windriver.com. For the complete menu, download the Wind River app or log on to windriver.com.
All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
About 30 states now require attorneys to join and pay fees to a bar association that are really trade associations rather than government regulatory agencies. Now, these associations tend to lobby and advocate legal and political issues directly contrary to a Christian worldview.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Brothers John and Charles Dieselhorst had the honor of being the first to own and operate a gold dredger in Shasta County. They built it and began operating it in approximately 1895. It was powered by a small steam engine, which dug the gravel from the bottom of the Sacramento River with a small scooped shovel. The gravel was then screened and washed in sluices located on the deck of the dredger. It was first anchored near the mouth of Middle Creek and later moved to Clear Creek, where it operated for several years. While at Clear Creek, it presumably dredged up a lot more gold, but the amount collected was never divulged. It was eventually dismantled. Want to know more about Dottie Smith? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR. Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. you'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Waiting for the break of day. Searching for something to say.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And on Thursdays, it's Trish Clark, but it's birthday week for Trish Clark, and so she is taking a well-earned vacation. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 65 degrees out there. And today, the Thursday, the 6th of May, I'm here with Redding City Manager Barry Tippin, and we have a caller. Jean, good morning.
Good morning. I would like to ask Barry, and this is in regards to his time as manager of Redding Electric. How many households in Redding are there?
So I don't have a precise number. It's about 38,000 households and residential connections, and we have about 44,000 total. Those are rough numbers.
Well, here's something that I wanted to ask on air. Was that the senior share portion where you can donate something to the senior share?
Yes.
How is that allocated to, you know, if more came in, would you allocate more?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That money comes in and goes directly out to low-income, in-need seniors. So those who do the shares program, it is kept in a separate account and provided to seniors who contact us and they need assistance. And so the more money we have in being donated through that avenue, the more money we have to help those seniors.
Well, I just wanted to encourage then everyone to just round up their utility bill. You know, if it's, you know, $2.50, just round it up to 201 and allocate it to the senior share. But sometimes, and that way, you know, everybody could just round it up and the funds would be more available for helping elderly and people.
Well, you know, Jean and Barry can tell you better than I am. I donate every month. It's on my bill.
Mm-hmm.
So much a month to go into that program. So everybody could do that, you know, a dollar.
If everybody just rounded up to the
next, that's true, too.
Yeah, or if you just did
you
a dollar.
Know, I think that,
yeah.
Or did 50 cents. If you just did 50 cents or a dollar every month and that was just regularly rolling in, it would make a difference for sure.
It really would.
Well, that's what I thought, and so I just wanted to ask you. But there are times that it came back, even though I put it there, that it came back as a credit on the next month.
Yeah, if you don't hit the right box, so as you can imagine with that many customer accounts, it's a lot of it's automated. So if you don't hit the right boxes, then it'll be a credit on your bill as opposed to going to that account.
But it's a great idea, though, Jean. Yeah. I mean, it really is.
I'd just like to encourage everyone that's listening and pass it on to round up your bill and help the seniors.
Thank you very much.
That's a great message.
Okay, thanks.
Here's a question came in about traffic lights. Who do they talk to?
Traffic signals, I assume.
Traffic signals.
Yeah, that's Public Works Department. So obviously that's Chuck Auckland as our Public Works Director, but he has an assistant director named John Abshire that runs our traffic.
So when are we going to get rid of the traffic camera lights?
Well, as soon as people stop running them.
I just don't think it's politically correct to name this light down the street from us, the Linda Bott light. You know, it's kind of embarrassing, you know. So
we should take the plaque down?
Take the plaque down.
Okay.
Hey, okay, let's talk Riverfront. There's going to be some big things happening here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, we hope so. Obviously, the Park Marina Drive right now, we were fortunate to work with Shasta Regional Transportation Agency, CERTA, and they've granted us funds, and we're right in the middle of doing a what's called a transportation corridor study. We think that that's, you know, a great opportunity, because if we can identify that corridor, you know, and perhaps what we call a road diet means we don't think we need four lanes forever on that. It probably could get by with less. We could shrink that road down. We could have some realignment step Washington Street or something of that nature, make more developable property along Park Marina Drive, and then apply for some grants to actually effectuate that.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe it even makes it easier to develop down there.
Do you see this as a huge potential?
The riverfront
down there?
Oh, I think the potential there is unlimited. I think that, you know, we as a community should be demanding that, really. And obviously it's all under private ownership, but I know the private ownership is interested in having it developed as well. So I think that, you know, that could make just a tremendous difference in how we're seen from people coming off of I-5.
I you know what? I so much agree with that. And since I've lived here, I've always wondered why, you know. And then, but I understand that, you know, I understand what was going on and the animosity and all this other stuff. And it took me a little while to realize why it was going on. But the longer I live here, the more I understand how things work around here.
Yeah. And I like to tell people, people always talk about Bent, right? And I'm like, have you seen the Deschutes River where they're all excited about it? It's nothing compared to the Sac.
No.
Sacramento River is so much more impressive and so much more beautiful than the Deschutes River, and yet they took advantage of that early on, and people just are flocking to that area for that reason. And it's like we could have a way more attractive and more appealing location on the Sacramento River.
What kind of businesses are, you know, kind of business? I don't know how much of this is household, and you wouldn't tell me, but we have a lot of different businesses come to the city. You kind of mentioned it at the beginning. Looking at us?
Yeah, you know, it starts with, you know, some of these bigger stores, right? The fact that Costco wants to relocate and grow bigger, right? That's a big one.
Let me just jump in on that one. This petition that was signed by many of us, it takes it out of the CEQA. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go. My city attorney always accuses me of practicing law, which is really a good trait of a city manager. So I'll practice a little bit of law. But yeah, as I understand it, because it's a vote of the people, it's you know, it's a signature gathering, it's a initiative that it will take this development out of the CEQA environment, and in theory, could thwart the CEQA lawsuit that has currently been filed.
Okay, and it brings it down to the city council.
Correct, or it could go to the vote of the people. The council will have an optionality. They can either direct adopt or they can send it to the public for a vote.
Okay, thanks for kind of clearing. That's the way I understood it, too. The infrastructure, the high-speed internet that Adam McElvain was really pushing. Adam's gone. Has it slowed down?
It hasn't slowed down. I mean, you know, Adam very much may want it to go faster. But it's sort of a methodical process in my mind. We're building and working on the what is called the backbone infrastructure, which is a system that will go through the city. Hopefully we'll get some grant funds and we'll be able to expand that system. And so from there, you could always go to fiber to the home. But it also provides you a lot of other opportunities with this backbone system for city use, for REU use, for school districts to maybe to partner with them and help them get better access to their students, to allow Caltrans to get better access to changeable message signs out on I-5, or Shasta County to connect, you know, better connect, or maybe even telehealth, maybe medical facilities to better connect their facilities in a more secure dark fiber way.
Yeah.
And so it allows for us to continue to work down the path and be a city of the 21st century. Without moving immediately to $150 million plus adventure to have fiber to the home and a internet utility that may or may not be successful and does compete with the private sector. So it allows us to continue to move down that path have those opportunities available should we go there.
Chattanooga put one in and just experienced a growth that's unbelievable. But then again, they're in Tennessee and they have a much easier ways to start businesses.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors there.
Yeah, and, there were.
And
but
you know,
that internet didn't make a difference.
It does, and I think people don't realize that we're, you know, say what you want about Charter, but we are well served by Charter. About 98% of our city is served by Charter and does have the ability. That is not the case in all the municipalities that jump down the pathway to do their own internet mm-hmm. utility. So you have to take into account the whole entire enchilada, as they say.
I say that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's, unless somebody that's really woke doesn't like that.
And yeah.
And then
I like enchiladas. So.
And then, frankly, we don't care, do we?
No comment.
Barry, thank you so much for being with us today.
Of course.
You have, you know, when you're sitting there, you're kind of like the middle of the web. I'm not going to say spider, but the middle of the web, and everything kind of comes through your office. And it's being able to ask you these questions that you can answer like this, I think people really appreciate. And I will say this. Somebody put it in the chat room. You call our city manager, Barry Tippin. He's going to call you back. That was an unsolicited comment.
Yeah, I'll caveat that a little bit. Sometimes people are calling because they really want to talk to the public works director or something
right.
like that, and
right.
so I don't waste their time by calling them back, but I make sure that you know, Chuck Auckland or Dan Beans or one of our other directors calls them back.
The news from right. Town Hall.
Hey, tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will join us, and we've got a few other surprises for you. So, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?